All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. Welcome back. I have Ani on the phone. She's the program manager for the Rethink Waste Project with the Environmental Center in Bend. We're talking about plastic. Now, tell us about this bill in the Senate and something called extended producer responsibility. You can tell that I really don't know much about it, and this is where you come in, Ani. Can you explain what's happening right now?
Sure, yeah. So in Oregon State Senate, there is a bill number 582. And it's looking at sort of overhauling, modernizing Oregon's recycling system. There haven't been any changes to our recycling system for decades, and it's time because as we use more and more plastic, for example, like we just need to figure out what to do with this stuff. So the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, the DEQ, spent 2 years writing this bill and trying to figure out a better system for dealing with our stuff, with our recyclables, because it's hard to know, like, yeah. Right? That recycling symbol that's on the bottom of your plastic does not mean something is recyclable, even though that's what people think. So right. Thinking about it that way, what we want to do is encourage producers to be responsible financially for their packaging. And that's more harder to actually do that and to say it, because people don't want to be more financially responsible for something. But sure. The bill will move upstream in that way and encourage producers to use packaging that is recyclable, for example. Another thing that was in the bill but is now, I believe, omitted was a truth in labeling, so that you can look at the label of something and see whether or not it's recyclable. But that is actually going to be in a separate bill that may or may not pass at this time. Wow. But another thing that the bill would do was to make a single list of things that are and aren't recyclable for the entire state. So it would be a much easier for us as consumers to figure out what is and isn't recyclable, rather than looking at, you know, at the bottom of a thing and trying to figure it out. Sure. We could go to one place and see what goes and what doesn't.
Is there a place where people can go if they wanted to really, you know, put their 2 cents in and give some passion back in? And if this is something, you know, hitting a chord with somebody, it really is with me. If there was something, you know, yes. A place where I wanted to go to really be able to speak my voice, where would I go?
Yes. What you really should do is reach out to your legislator and figure out, speak up and say, I believe in this. I think it should be passed. And I want this comprehensive recycling list. And, you know, not everyone knows who their legislators is, but if you go to our website, envirocenter.org, we have a program called Advocacy, and there is a lot of information on that page about how you can connect with your legislators. And you can also email me. My email address is ani@envirocenter.org. ani@envirocenter.org. And I can answer any questions about recycling or about plastic or about this modernizing Oregon's recycling system bill that hopefully will pass in the Senate. It actually just got through the committee, and it is currently in what we call Ways and Means, which figures out how we're going to pay for it. And then it will go to a floor vote for the Senate. So I think that something is going to pass, hopefully, but it would not hurt to reach out to your legislator and just let them know that you support it.
Okay, Ani, is there anything else that's happening at the Environmental Center?
Yeah, so it is Earth Day this coming Thursday, and in celebration, we have a lot of festivities going on. And one thing that we're offering is a free film screening through Bend Film that you can find on our website, EnviroCenter.org, or at Ben Film's website. The film is called Microplastic Madness, and it's about this group of kids, fourth and fifth graders in Brooklyn, who learn all about plastics, and then they actually go to the legislation in New York and get a bill passed to ban styrofoam in the New York Public School District.
Wow.
So it's really inspiring. It really shows that the youth is our future, and it is it's a great film. So I really highly encourage you and your kids to watch it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Ani. All of this information, I feel like you and I could chat for hours and hours and hours. And I really appreciate it. I look forward to catching up with you more next month.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Megan.